You guys know on how old 90s TV shows, when someone would find a date, they'd go, "And she's Jewish."
kind of make
it like, oh, everyone's gonna, it was a really weird thing, but you knew what they meant.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
What's that for you? What tips the scale where you're like, oh, we're gonna get along great, or this is gonna work out perfectly with my family, or something like that?
And she's funny. I don't know. Being funny is like an important thing. A lot of people are like, oh, I'm funny. And they make references to things and they can make people laugh that get those references. But like being a genuinely funny person is a good thing that is more rare than I think most people expect.
That's a good one.
Dude, who are you mad at?
No, I'm not mad at anybody.
You clearly had someone in mind when you tried to think of someone who was unfunny but thought they were funny.
No. I had somebody in mind that was like funny, but... like in the not bad way.
Oh, that's good. What a weird way to say that. What is it for you?
Jeez. I was gonna say there's not a lot I like in other people, which isn't true. I'm just having a tough time coming up with one.
If you found someone who also was into writing, would you be like, and
no,
she's a writer?
No, that would
be, okay.
That would
okay,
be
writer is off the table. Sorry, no, ladies.
That's a detractor.
Yeah, stay away.
What about baseball players or softball players? You do that?
Yeah, no, not into that.
Okay.
Specifically.
What if she's anxious?
And she's anxious. That would be, I mean.
You would find comfort in her anxiety?
I think. That, I mean, it might make for some tense moments between us, but it might be, you know, misery. Anxiety loves company.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a fun name for a new TV show.
Anxiety Loves Company.
Yeah. We could just talk about an anxious person who loves being around other anxious people.
Yeah.
That'd be great.
Yeah.
And he's rich. So we could put him in any circumstance.
You're listening to Instead Of, a hypothetical podcast with Mike Bogart, Tappan Johnny, and me, Josh Harrison.
Wait, I have to eat some M&M minis.
Well, Mike, you okay?
I'm still sick.
Okay.
Yeah.
He goes, I'm still sick. Just reaches over for a beer.
I gotta clear my throat.
I'm eating M&M minis. This is the least professional shit we've ever done.
So, Mike.
Yeah.
You know, we talked about anxiety a minute ago.
Uh-huh.
And I think that this is something from my past that you will identify with very well. And Tappan will probably shrug his shoulders and be like, what's the big deal?
Okay.
I don't do that.
I like this kind of story.
No, you like do Seinfeld all the time. You'd be like, what's the big deal? That's my okay. Seinfeld. That's my Seinfeld.
Right. What's the big deal?
Jeez. You guys are bad at Seinfeld.
Yeah, it's a tough one.
Yeah.
What? He's like the most commonly impersonated person. Anyway.
So when I was in middle and high school, I had a laugh that many people found annoying.
Uh-oh.
It's different than your laugh today?
Yeah.
Yeah. So when I was in high school, I laughed. People said that it was like a clown.
Jeez. Uh-huh.
I would laugh and they would imitate me. My friends would do this.
Oh, no.
They would imitate me.
What the hell, dude?
That's how you laugh?
Why do you laugh like Mickey Mouse?
That's so scary, man.
Yeah, I don't know. So they said it enough that like...
No, hang on, man. Come on. You didn't laugh like that. Did you really?
Yeah, no, I really did. Like,
why?
I think the only person that knew me back then that listened to this show is Cassie. But yeah, she can vouch. It was a thing.
Holy smokes.
Gee whiz.
Yeah.
Sorry, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah. It made me so anxious that people like called it out all the time.
Oh, no.
That I like made a conscious effort to change it.
Has this memory come to you because of the whole Kawhi Leonard thing? Are you a big NBA fan now? Do you know this? Do you know that someone in the NBA is struggling because they very, very rarely laugh? And on the two occasions that he did, people were just like, that's his laugh? And I'm like, oh, don't do that.
No, I didn't know that.
It's happening in like current NBA news. Welcome. You have something in common with an NBA player.
Okay. No, this has been on my list of topics.
Anxiety Loves Company, episode 1. Holy shit.
Hey.
There we go. So I don't know. It was just like when you're laughing, when you're truly laughing, that's like the one moment of joy, one time that you just experience pure joy.
Yeah.
I don't know. What about like the immediacy that is associated when you really need to pee and then just letting go in that moment? Not in your pants, but like when you're able to pee. That's a hell of a sensation.
It's great, but I wouldn't call it joyful.
You wouldn't? I would. Mm. Earlier this week, I was thinking that, hey, this might be one of the best feelings in the world.
It is a really good feeling.
Yeah.
I guess so.
Mike, what the hell? You don't like peeing? I'm shocked.
I love peeing. We all know that.
Yeah, so what? You don't like the sensation?
I don't associate it with joy. I associate it with, like, relief.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
I guess I do too. After I pee, I'm not walking around thinking like, man, that was great. I can't wait to pee again.
Yeah, exactly.
I know it's gonna come, but...
You're totally underrating the fact that just a minute earlier, it was the only thing that dominated the full power of your brain.
Mm-hmm.
The reason you can walk at default now is because your brain is joyful.
I guess. I don't know if I fully agree on that one, but I agree. Like, laughing is not the only way that you can experience joy, but it is like one of the main forms of it.
It should be unadulterated, pure emotion, happy.
Yeah.
Have you ever done the two together? I mean, it's common. People pee their pants when they laugh, right?
Some people.
That's true, yeah. Huh.
Did you ever do that with that laugh?
I don't think I've ever peed my pants before.
Ever? Oh, man.
Come on. Get in the program.
I don't...
Get with the program. I mean,
no. I'm sure I peed my pants when I was little. I haven't peed my pants from laughing,
it's been a while.
Though.
Okay.
But yeah, so like that's the joyful moment, and all I ended up feeling was self-conscious from it. So I like made a conscious effort to change my laugh.
It's so sad.
And I feel like you identified with that though, Mike.
I do. Well, I've never tried to change my laugh, but people make fun of my laugh to my face a lot.
They do?
Oh, they do.
They go, "Huh, huh, huh." That's not what I do. That's what everyone thinks though.
How do you respond?
Well, usually I just kind of do that. I just kind of go,
No, but that's your laugh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You should be like, okay, next time anyone does that, let's say some guy named Johnson does that.
Johnson.
Hey, guys, get over here. Johnson's doing his jackhammer impression. That'll shut him up forever. It's like, Johnson has a jackhammer impression? What a loser. If anyone bullies you, bully back.
Fight fire with fire.
Mike, I realized that I also did an impression of your laugh in the exact way that you said on our last episode.
Yeah.
So bully him back. Say some shit about John.
Yeah.
Well, I said the thing about his wrists. Remember that?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. No, hit me harder than that.
God, I like you so much. Your laugh, really I was going to say, like, your laugh is so fun now. I love hearing you laugh.
Mike.
Oh.
It's not working. This
he
isn't
made
working.
Fun of you.
I wasn't meaning to make fun of
you. And you responded, is this the Ted Cruz hour? What the fuck is happening?
No, I know he wasn't making fun of me.
Yeah.
He was doing a genuine impression, and it was pretty close. That's why it hurts so much, because it is pretty close.
I'm sorry, Mike. I didn't mean to hurt you.
Mike, you don't need to have the same anxiety loves company storyline as Josh. We can write a different one for you. We don't have to back into, wait a minute, do I not like my laugh either? We don't need that.
So that's kind of what my instead of is. I want to ask, instead of changing your laugh because you were self-conscious, when is a time that either peer pressure kicked in or people made you like self-conscious about something about yourself and you made an effort to change something about yourself just so other people would not pick on you or not, you know, make fun of you or not call something out.
Yeah.
I like how you said peer pressure kicked in. Like, I've never heard anyone say peer pressure like that.
Yeah, I don't know.
I'm peer pressuring you about peer pressure. It's great. This one's very easy for me. Mike, do you mind if I go first?
Please do.
A little bit out of my control, so hat tip to my parents and the insurance company, I guess. But thanks for fixing my teeth. My teeth were effed up.
Oh.
Mike remembers.
I do, yeah.
Do you remember when I would, just as a test to show people, so if anyone is curious, I highly doubt this, but if you're curious about what my teeth were like, right now I have a normal looking face and set of teeth, I would say.
I agree.
They're pretty big teeth, I'll give you that, but I got a big smile. The big teeth fills it out.
Yeah.
So listen to this. the two teeth right next to your front two teeth on the left and the right, mm-hmm. those were behind my front two teeth and my canines were next to them.
Yeah.
And it was a whole ragged situation.
You had rows.
Yeah, I had rows. Okay. And so the way I would show people this is I would take a piece of paper in school and just bite on it on the edge. And it looked,
I remember that.
It looked like someone was smiling because the two back teeth look like two eyes.
Yeah.
And the front teeth are kind of curved, so that looked like a smile. And I'm like, what a weird tag to leave, but hey, this is what my teeth are like. And I'm so, so happy that my parents fixed them. Very glad.
Oh. Yeah. That's great.
Nice. It's not like I'm saying everyone in the whole world whose teeth aren't perfect need to have them be perfect or that my teeth are even close. I'm just saying that in my case, that was my number one thing. I could not get past anything except for that. And it was worth the, it was like 5 years of braces and retainers and stuff.
Yeah.
But I will say, like, you leaned into it if you're biting pieces of paper to show them. It's like, check out this freak show.
Dude, and what else could I do? I couldn't do anything else with that information. I had to either be like, this is the guy I am. Let's make fun of it.
Yeah.
And hopefully change it someday. Or I could have been like, this is the worst. I'm so, oh no, I'm shrugging my shoulders. Oh no, this is exactly what Josh said I do. Oh, I'm sorry. You know, anxiety sounds rough, guys.
Yeah. I have a real answer.
Okay, thank you for not making one up.
Yeah. So, in seventh grade, I went out for the football team. First time I ever played football.
Quick note, I met Mike in the eighth grade.
In the eighth grade. I went out for football. I was a middleweight. I was a heavy middleweight,
okay.
Which means I was like 120 pounds. And
quick note number two, heavy middleweight was a classification. Mike is not talking shit about himself.
No, yeah. The heavier players played with themselves, so they didn't crush us. I was a very shy seventh grader, and I was very bad at football. So I just went to practice every day and just got whomped, mm-hmm. like just walloped, like crushed. And I was the worst player on the team. But everyone had to play in games. So I got my one play a game and I got crushed on it. And then I came out. I was the worst player. I was so embarrassed. So when I came back for eighth grade football, it was like, I'm either going to quit this or I'm going to try to be good. So I just did like push-ups and sit-ups and ran all summer until I couldn't anymore. Uh-huh. And I got to eighth grade practice. I graduated up to heavyweight because I was hungry. I was hungry and I ate a lot of food.
And puberty.
Yeah. a whole year okay. apart.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Congratulations on being a heavyweight.
Oh, I meant on the puberty, but yeah.
Yeah, it went great. Thank you. So I tried out and I like tackled the shit out of everybody because I did so many push-ups and I started both ways. I started on offense and on defense in eighth grade and I was the worst player on the team in seventh grade.
That's great.
Damn, dude. I had no idea you had a transformation the months prior to me meeting you.
Yeah, that's when I started doing exercise.
So you were like a buff eighth grader?
He was in pretty good shape.
I was strong.
Wow.
Yeah. Huh. I did. Good for you. My motto was pain is weakness leaving the body.
Isn't that also like the military's motto?
Yeah, I cut that out of a magazine and put it right next to my head on my bed.
You know,
on the wall.
No disrespect at all to anyone ever in like the armed services or anything like that, but those ads are aggressive, man. Like,
yeah, man, it got me. I was 13 and I was like, hell yeah, pain is weakness.
Do you even see them now? It's just fighter jets, just like doing tricks.
Yeah, it's basically like, want to be in a video game?
They've had characters in a video game in one of the ads.
Yeah,
they're like, this could be you. Anyway, I got off topic. We can go back.
That was it. That was it. That was my
that's amazing.
Transformation. Yeah.
That's a hell of a transformation.
Yeah. It was a real one. It wasn't funny.
What would your natural body have been? Lighter?
Yeah, I guess just so smaller in general.
Hmm.
Hey, who was the first person you tackled? You don't have to say his whole name, but just give me a description. And if it was satisfying.
You know who it was?
I don't know. Really? Wow. Good for you.
Yeah.
Oh my God, dude.
The
this
biggest
is like a,
player.
This is a Disney movie ending.
They did this thing. So they had one guy in the middle and then a line forming a square around him, just a line of players. And then you like chop your feet and you look at the line and someone from the line has to run out and you tackle him. And then you turn and look at the next line and someone runs at you and you tackle that guy.
Isn't it great that we're breeding warriors in Naperville, Illinois, apparently?
It was.
What is this bullshit?
13-year-old warriors.
Yeah. Was the first one. And I got like 8 guys in a row. And then that's how I won my starting linebacker job.
That's incredible. Good for you. Kudos
Thanks.
To you.
Thank you.
Well done. And you too, Josh, on having a more socially acceptable laugh. You don't have to.
I know. This is what I meant. That like I knew that Mike would understand me and you would be like, no, it would have been fine. You could have kept it.
No, but I'm wondering, can you still keep it? Have you tricked your brain?
No, I've tricked my brain. It's like the people that make themselves lose an accent or something like that.
Make themselves lose an accent.
Yeah, yeah. That happens.
Yeah.
Do you think at some level, everything you've ever heard or read or anything is just in your brain somewhere? Just that the computer's gotten too big to explore? Like, imagine if I pulled up your Windows 97 machine from when you were a kid.
Yeah.
And you've just been using that all these years. You think you could find everything in there?
No.
I don't, but I also don't think that everything's in there, because sometimes I'll read a book that I know I've read before, and I'll read a chapter, and I can be like, I didn't remember this happened at all. And it's not just that I couldn't recall it, it's that it doesn't even sound familiar.
It was never recorded in the first place.
Yeah, it just never was like committed to memory. It was just in my, short term.
That is the most insulting book review I've ever heard in my life. That is just like the intellectual way of saying in one ear and out the other.
Yeah.
It registered no mark on my memory. Stromboli Mike.
Please don't call me that.
You've been eating strombolis all day?
I know I haven't.
You've been eating strombolis all night?
I have not had a single fucking stromboli today.
Stromboli Mike is in the building, ladies and gentlemen, and he's got an instead of for you.
Okay. So, guys, I've been keeping a secret from you.
Oh.
For about 10 days now. Would you like to know what it is?
Yes.
Hang on. I'm trying to think of timeline here. So, 10 days ago... Was that the day after I left Chicago?
Yes, it was.
Why can't you just say yes?
I'm just like, I don't know. I want some context here. Did I have anything to do with this?
No. Oh. No, sorry.
Who cares? Just say yes.
Yes.
Okay. 10 days ago, I went to a Brazilian jiu-jitsu class.
Whoa, cool. Whoa.
Yeah. And nice. I didn't tell you guys about it.
Dude, how'd you do?
Oh, I got my ass kicked.
Nice.
Hey, this sounds like a familiar story.
Yeah, I got destroyed. It was really hard. But I had a very nice partner who was like almost fatherly to me. He was definitely 5 years younger than me. But every time he beat me up, he'd give me a little pat on the belly. He'd be like, good try, bud. I'd be like,
oh. Thanks, did he make man. You call him dad? Is that what you're saying? Is that no. how he was fatherly?
Honestly, it was that sounded condescending. He was so nice to me. But anyway, at the end of the class, we had 4 minutes of just like, fighting.
Cool.
Whoa.
Well, like he's on top of me and I'm on the bottom, and then we switch after 2 minutes.
Okay.
And when I'm on the bottom, I'm supposed to try to get out.
I now wonder, don't you guys wonder?
About?
You wonder.
Your average duration prior to switch?
2 minutes?
Summer. 2 minutes is long.
That's pretty good. Yeah. It was hard, let me tell you. So I started off on the bottom, and I had no idea what I was doing. So I was just like, trying to get out for like 30 seconds, and then I was completely exhausted.
Did you make it?
I didn't make it.
Is this dude real strong?
He is real strong and real good. And he just like crushed me from the next minute and a half, and I couldn't move. And I was like, wow, I'm dead. Like he's going to kill me. Like... I reached the point in my brain where I was like, damn.
You just gave up.
I have to give up. He's going to kill me, which was kind of scary.
Dude, that is amazing. A couple weeks ago, I was talking to someone who coaches high school wrestling, and he tried to explain this exact phenomenon to me.
Really?
Yeah.
It's pretty upsetting.
Episode 2. Did it make you anxious by any chance?
It made me so anxious. So instead of doing what I did, just continuing to get crushed until I die.
Okay.
You guys are under this partner. How do you get out? Anything goes.
How ticklish is he?
Yeah, good question.
You didn't even try?
You can't tickle another man in class.
I'd rather do that than get my ass beat up and down a mat.
That's true. I could have tickled him. I could have tickled
him. Isn't the whole idea to, build up self-defense so that if you need it in the real world, like if somebody's mugging you and you can tickle them and that would get you out, like, sure, go for it.
Yeah, okay.
All bets are off.
Tickle, little armpit action. There's one move he did where he rolled his shoulder up so he was choking me.
Oh.
I recommend choking. That's probably a good one.
Okay. Okay. But I mean, like, he did that to you.
Yeah.
You couldn't do that to him.
That was a good move on his part, was choking me.
You knew that prior to your opportunity to choke him.
Yeah, I didn't get a choke in. He was pretty thoroughly dominating me.
Dude, there's no way. If he did that to you, my arms are probably, look, it's entirely possible that my arms are exactly half the width of your arms, right?
No.
You're roughly twice as strong as I am. Is that fair to say? If not more? Probably more. But listen, if you can't choke him, mm-hmm. what chance do I have? You said I start the second 2 minutes on top.
Yeah.
I'm running away.
You're just running.
He's not even looking
There's
at me.
2 minutes left in class.
I'm gone. I am done. It's over. Okay. His back is turned to me?
Yeah.
Yeah, see ya. It's so easy.
Okay, so you run away.
Or tickle him.
you run away or you tickle him.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Okay. Both valid.
I think I would start singing to him.
Ooh.
Because it would throw him off guard. Who the fuck is going to sing at somebody when you're getting beaten up?
That's I have true. A very quick idea. Josh, are you willing to do something new for the show for the first time? Just say yes, please.
Sure.
Can you very quickly just fire off like 15 jumping jacks, maybe 20, and then come back and just try to sing anything that your heart desires?
Okay.
Okay. In the meantime, Mike and I will just anticipate, I guess.
Okay. What do you think he's going to sing?
Black Eyed Peas.
Oh, I love that clapping.
He does, does the clapping jumping jacks.
I want you to hear it.
In an apartment building.
I was thinking like Twinkle Twinkle Little Star.
Dude, that's oh, like a
you
sleeper
You
want to
creep
hole.
Him out.
I see.
Yeah.
Oh, no, never
well,
mind.
Well, then you want to imply like you're going to sleep. Yeah.
So you just sing at
I
it.
I haven't been counting.
You're pretty much so done.
Oh, yeah, I was going to say a little light.
You can just cut. Well, yeah, just wait.
Okay. Okay. Okay.
Ready?
I'm back.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay.
Yep.
Hit me, baby, one more
That's
time.
That's what you want?
That's the worst possible song.
It would throw him off so much, though, don't you think?
Absolutely not. It is an instruction at that point.
He would hit you in the face.
Do you know people have employees who just yell that at them when they're fighting in a ring? Hey, hit him in the face one more time.
Yeah.
You'd be coaching your own demise.
Well, what's a better song?
Jesus. Can you sing anything well?
That's going to be a no.
You can't sing anything well?
Probably not. I could rap Forgot About Dre. I know all the lines to that.
Think that'll work?
No.
Yeah. How about Love Shack?
Okay. Oh, yeah. Like, maybe I could try and get him to empathize with me.
Romance. Yeah.
Yeah.
And you plan on doing that using your words, but in song.
Yeah, I guess so.
A ballad.
Okay.
Yeah.
Make eye contact, Whitney Houston.
Yeah, make some eye contact. Wait, no. I'm going to do, if we're talking Whitney Houston, I could just make eye contact and go like, and I will always love you.
Holy
do you think that would work?
You know, it might.
I mean, woof.
Woof.
Hey, I preface this. I'm not a singer.
You did, but I've never frowned listening to someone, and I just did right then.
Yeah, that was involuntary.
Oh, no.
Just like a, ugh.
But maybe that works for me then, because maybe like if he's disgusted with how poorly I'm singing.
Well, Mike, you know him best.
Mm-hmm.
Would he respond to this?
I don't think he would like that very much.
So you think he'd beat him up further?
Well, one of two ways. Yeah.
Okay.
You might it might give you the 1 second you need to choke him.
Okay. Oh, so that's
I don't think Josh is planning on fighting him at any point.
Mm.
Yeah.
Well,
Josh can punch hard. We went to that punching machine once and he punched like a record punch number.
You got a record punch?
Yeah. It was a good punch, yeah.
Oh shit. Maybe you should punch him.
Mike, remember how we met on Friday?
Yeah, I do.
Do you remember how at some point in that evening, seemingly casually but totally deliberately, I was able to negotiate you a lower price for your drink at like an actual established bar?
Wait, what?
Yes,
how'd you do that?
It worked.
I can't really reveal it. I don't really want to, but it was fine. Do you want to know something else?
Sure.
Earlier that day, Mike, I showed you a little red bouncy Bulls ball that
you
I bought.
You did.
get to the checkout line. They tell me it's $4.40. I asked them if it wasn't $3, and I got it for $3.
What?
What do you mean?
I'm a deal maker now, I guess.
How is it? You just said, are you sure it's not $3?
I'm like, yeah, I think I saw, and I really did. I really thought the thing in the back was $2.99, but it was labeled two things, two different places, and the woman was so nice, she didn't even check, and I would highly recommend, well, I can't say her establishment, but if you shop for sporting goods, you dick.
Oh,
okay.
You'll enjoy Chicago.
Okay.
But yeah, kind of nuts. And you want to know something else?
Yes.
Earlier in that day, if this wasn't, well, this isn't surreal. This is believable. But here's why I think it happened. Earlier in the day, I go to take these comedy classes at Second City, right? And from time to time, Second City will email the students saying, hey, here are two tickets to some show, or here are such and such to whatever. Something affiliated to kind of hype up the school, I guess it's called, as it were.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But this time, they're like, hey, we need extras for a commercial about Second City. I wasn't doing anything on a Friday afternoon. So I went there at 3:30, dressed as if I was going to watch a show at Second City. Now, the thing is, no show was on. So we really were just the audience and a lit stage.
Huh.
Weird.
We spent the next 60 minutes laughing.
Just at nothing.
At nothing.
That's creepy.
In a room of 100 people.
How did that feel?
Real weird.
Yeah.
But here's what I think. I think because that just stretched my face muscles out so much that I was just in such a good, happy mood, people were being nice to me.
Oh. Huh.
I think that's where the negotiations came from. But guys, that... If you ever get to do something like that, it is absolutely out of this world.
It feels like if somebody videoed that, it could be like on display in one of those rooms at a modern art museum where you like walk in and you just watch this video on a loop in a dark room and it's just people laughing at an empty stage.
I bet that's a thing. But I mean, Josh, they were filming the entire time. It was a commercial.
Just from the opposite angle. Yeah, from behind you.
No, from everywhere.
Really?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Oh.
I got a good hearty laugh in one of them.
Nice.
Okay.
I didn't know. All I could think of was looking at a doorknob on the stage and picturing Kramer-esque crash-ins. And I kept laughing.
So the thing they say about like just laugh 5 minutes a day and you'll feel happier, like that worked.
Apparently, I laughed for a whole hour, and not only did I feel happier, the people around me felt happier.
You saved me money.
I saved you real money, too.
Like $7.
$7.
Wow. Like a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we confirmed it. We talked about it in that moment.
We did.
So that's what I was going to ask you guys. What's the longest period of laughter you've had to sustain? Was it a movie that was really funny, a stand-up comedian?
Ooh.
Maybe anything, but where have you just been laughing and your face actually hurts?
A couple of years ago at Thanksgiving, my sister was going to make an apple pie. And she's not a bad cook. Like she's a decent cook, decent baker.
Just watch your words, man.
Yeah, I'm tiptoeing here.
Mm-hmm.
She's a decent baker, but she messed up this apple pie because she went into my parents' spice rack and she grabbed the cinnamon and she like put a bunch in, and you know, as she's making it, we're walking by, and normally you can like smell an apple pie and it, you know, it's got that apple pie smell where you can smell the cinnamon spices and you know,
classic smell. Americana.
Yeah, classic American smell. But it smelled like spicy in a way. Like it had this like kick to it. And I'm like looking in and it looks a lot redder than it was supposed to be. And she put cumin in this apple pie instead of cinnamon. Oof.
Cumin.
Yeah.
Hey, have you ever noticed that you have a lot of pie stories?
Do I?
We heard about another pie, right?
Yeah.
Another pie gone wrong.
I was curious if this was going to be the same pie. This is a different pie.
This is a different pie.
Jeez. Okay.
I thought the same thing.
Wait, no. Well, so maybe this is the same story. So that pie goes in the garbage. And like we all had a laugh like, haha, you know, she.
Cumin pie.
Did something wrong with this pie. And then the next pie. So maybe this is the one you're thinking of. It seemed perfectly golden brown on the outside,
right.
And then it was just charred black in the middle, and like we don't know how she fucked it up.
Yes, that was the second pie.
Yeah.
So this was the this was the precedent pie.
Yeah, this was the second pie, and it was just like the buildup was so good. She messed up the first one, and like we had a little bit of a laugh, but it seemed like she was doing the second one fine, and it looked fine all the way until we cut into it. Like even coming out of the oven, it seemed fine, and then it was just like it was just one of those things where just you know, we expected it to be good. And of course, two in a row could not have been good. And like my whole family was laughing really hard for quite a while.
Well, that's a nice memory. Yeah. That really saves it, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. She was a good sport about it. Yeah.
Isn't this the exact kind of visual effect they use when something has kind of rotted in the household? If you cut into something that looks perfect on the outside and then it's just black on the inside.
That's not a good sign.
Exactly.
Did you eat it?
No.
Did you eat the crust?
No.
Was there any apple anywhere in the vicinity? And is that why you skipped it? Because we know you hate apples.
No, I love apple pie. Apple pie is my favorite kind of pie.
Oh, I know you love apple pie. I said something slightly different earlier.
I like apples too. I don't have any right now, but I usually keep apples in my house and usually I'll like snack on one or something.
Wow.
Yeah.
This dude likes apples.
Yeah.
Or so he says. Mike, when'd you laugh?
You know when you're not supposed to laugh and that makes it so much more funny?
My mom had a great story about this.
Really?
She said she was talking to someone and they were telling her about someone else who was in a car accident with an ambulance. And my mom goes, oh, that's lucky. The ambulance is right there. And I'm like, Mom, no.
Oh, no.
She said it as a joke because she and I are somehow on the same broken, dark area of our brain of making jokes like this, which is wonderful. I'm so lucky to have that in my mom.
Yeah.
But her first thing was to do a gag about the ambulance.
Huh. I mean, that's pretty funny.
I know. I laughed. I felt really bad for the person, but I don't know. I was proud of her. She never says stuff like that out loud. She must be thinking it all the time.
Nice.
Mom.
I mean, you have said that your mom is supposed to be like really funny and that she doesn't always say it out loud. You
need to let that go.
What?
Yeah. Let the jokes out.
Oh, yeah. I'm not going to give up on her.
Yeah. No, that's...
You need to let that go, man.
I meant more like situations you're not supposed to laugh in, not things you're not supposed to laugh about. You're not supposed to laugh in church, or you're not supposed to laugh when someone is saying grace at dinner or something.
Yeah.
Most of it, I guess, for me is church-based.
God-related?
Apparently.
Yeah.
Because those are the only examples I can think of.
So but, God is the only person who doesn't want you to laugh?
When he doesn't want you to laugh and you do, it's pretty funny.
When does he want you to laugh?
It's a good question.
Any funny stories in the Bible? Any knee slappers? The knee slappers were probably like sent to death or something.
Stoned.
Anyway, when'd you laugh?
How
about this? When was your last big ha?
Was it when you sent us that that political ad?
Oh, dude, yeah. That had to be your last big, huge laugh.
That was pretty good.
You were shocked. I was shocked.
Do you want to explain it?
Half an hour before we started recording here.
Wait, let me ask you this before this even happens. This episode will come out 2 days after the election.
Yes.
Do you think the person who put this ad out is going to win?
I don't.
Okay.
I don't.
Now, please explain the ad and... If you're listening from the future, my God, I hope you live in a better future than we are recording it right now.
So in Illinois, we have two billionaires running for governor, Bruce Rauner, incumbent, and J.B. Pritzker, the challenger. Bruce Rauner ran an ad today implying that
Where was he?
What do you mean?
He was in a church.
Oh, yeah.
Mm.
There were no laughs in this joke despite his best efforts.
The premise of the ad was that J.B. Pritzker was joining Mike Madigan, a local Illinois politician, in unholy matrimony. They're getting married because they're in bed together, you know, politically.
And so they have to get married legally.
And the priest at the end, he goes, I now pronounce Illinois fucked.
Can you believe that?
Yeah, that's what he said.
I was shocked, but Mike filmed his TV with his phone.
Yep.
And they beeped it out, but it is absolutely undeniable that that's what he said.
Yeah.
I now pronounce Illinois fucked.
And he wants to be the governor of Illinois?
Yep.
Cool.
He is the current governor.
The current governor just went on TV and said the sentence, I now pronounce Illinois fucked. Hey, great job, fella. Why don't you keep up the morale? Do you hear how clear my nostrils are?
Let's do mine.
Josh, I think we actually might have our post-outro segment, and we're doing it now. We're trying to hear how clear our nostrils are. Here, listen to mine one more time.
Okay, here's me.
You're stuffed up.
Tappan's definitely clearer than you. Do you want to hear me?
Yeah, let's hear you. Dude, you might be the cleanest
That's
of all.
Cleanest? What's going on?
Holy
shit. What are you eating these days? What's in the system?
Nothing's in the system. I just, I don't know. But...
Wait, doctors should ask that to healthy people who come in. So what are you doing? Like, I know what the bad people should do, but what exactly has got all this going on?
Yeah.
Wouldn't they gain information from that?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. It's been a good 10 days since I left Chicago.
You're feeling good. I heard you got a thank you note.
Yeah, I got a thank you note. We've talked about the ongoing story of me missing Alina and Andrew's engagement party and
the blood feud.
And a couple weeks ago I talked about the gifts that I received and you guys graded me on how I did, and I have a thank you card.
The gifts you gave. She didn't give you a thank you card for receiving gifts.
Right. Yeah, I gave those gifts to her, and she wrote me a thank you card, which was signed from both of them. So it's a very nice photo of them.
Individual signatures?
No.
Oh.
So I will read the entire card, including punctuation, because I know we had the question of how serious they were about how thankful they were.
We did. Serious questions.
So I'm going to read this to you, and then we can close out the show by you telling me how thankful you think they actually were.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Josh, colon, no comma, colon, okay? We were, quote, sorry, unquote. You were sick,
Wait.
Comma.
Ooh. Is there an exclamation point within the quotes?
No.
Okay.
You were sick, comma. But it was great getting dinner, ampersand, catching up with you, period.
Interesting.
Thanks for the wine, exclamation point. Love the thought behind the meds and game, and is a plus sign. Smiley face. Period after the smiley face.
They had an ampersand in one and a plus in the other?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And it said meds plus games? Are you sure you're reading that as an and voluntarily, or if they're just telling you you drugged us?
No, love the thought behind the meds plus game, smiley face, then a period.
Okay. Okay.
Thanks again, exclamation point, XOXO, comma, AW plus AT. Also, AW does not have periods after each letter. AT does.
Whoa.
Yeah, but I think they were written by the same handwriting.
There's a lot going on in this note.
Seems pretty straightforward, no, Mike?
Really?
The sorry was supposed to be a pun. This whole thing is in every like good spirit.
But they said they're sorry.
I know, but I know Alina's sense of humor. She's making a joke about how he gave her the board game sorry.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, pretty clearly. But there is a double meaning there.
Yeah. It's unfortunate that Josh called out the punctuation thing. So maybe she'll hate you for this.
Oh, fuck. Was it fine until I talked about this on the pod?
Yeah, this is why people don't like having their personal lives spread around.